Because clearly looking at adenomas is not a useful biomarker of cancer in these patients. So my good friend Magnus von Knebel-Döberitz in Heidelberg has come up with some very interesting data. And this is based on the slippage that you get in these tumours. Now, if you look at something like the TGF-beta receptor 2, there's a repetitive bit of DNA where you've got 10 A's in a row. So what happens in these tumours is that you get a mismatch repair problem in the tumour, and you might end up with 9 or 8 instead of 10. And, of course, if you take one or two letters out of a string of DNA, everything moves back one or two, so every amino acid from then on is different. So what you do is you generate novel peptides in the tumours, but not in the normal tissue. And typically you'll come to a full stop, as you do in these two examples. So what you end up is with these truncated frameshift peptides being generated by the cancer, leaking out into the circulation and generating an immune response. And the invasive lymphocytes, in fact, react to these peptides. So they've been